Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
Now, is that a blessing from God? Did God promise to bless His children if we obey Him? Yes, He does. So why is it that when I pull that up, I got to tell you, since I was negative there, I got to tell you about Troy. The young man I met over at the steel place. Troy, you're not here today, are you anywhere? I don't see Troy. But anyway, I got to tell you a story. He's an Assembly of God pastor. I was over in the steel place the other day getting steel. And I said something about, witness to the people about Jesus. And the guy said, are you a pastor? I said, yes, I am. And he said, you have a church? I said, yes, I do. He said, well, praise God. I said, how about you? You know Jesus? He said, yeah, I'm a pastor myself. He said, I have an Assembly of God church. And I said, well, do you see any miracles or healings in your church? He said, we haven't seen many, but we saw one just recently. I said, oh, good. I love testimonies. Let me hear it. He says, my mother-in-law. He said, they called us and said, my mother-in-law was having a heart attack. And she was down at the hospital, and we needed to all come down. So he said, we all went down to my mother-in-law at the hospital and said, all week long, we prayed every day over Mom. But he said, we prayed scared prayers. We prayed begging and pleading with God. He said, she got worse every day. He said, on Friday night, I was sitting there reading the Word, and it says, when you ask for something, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. He said, folks, we've done this wrong all week long. He said, we've been praying scared prayers. We've been pleading with God, begging Him to heal. Here it says, ask in faith, nothing wavering, and it'll happen. So he said, I'm going to pray for Mom, and I'm going to pray the prayer of faith, and I'm going to guarantee you that God's going to heal her. So he said, I prayed the prayer of faith for Mom. I said, now I'm not even staying the night here no more. I'm not sleeping on this couch. I'm going home to get a good night's sleep, and she's healed in the name of Jesus. Now, do y'all hear any faith in that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So he said, I go home, have a wonderful night's sleep. The next morning, 7 o'clock, my phone rang. They said, Troy, get down here to the hospital right now. He said, oh, my God, she died. Is that the way we think? That sounds just like me and my truck. Isn't that amazing? Instead of, what we ought to say? Whenever we pray a prayer of faith, the next morning somebody calls, he says, praise God, I know Mom's healed this morning, isn't she? See, that's where we should believe. But he wasn't there. But they said, no, Troy, she's well. Said, get up and come down here. They're fixing to release Mom from the hospital, and we're going to take her home. And so he said, I got up and went down there and said, she was like a brand new woman. Said her heart was completely healed and everything. And he said, I learned right there that when I pray, I have to pray in faith, nothing wavering. But see, the Word says that, doesn't it? When we pray, it's done. But most of us are not there. When we pray, we think, now God, if it be your will. Do we pray like that? And do we not get our prayers answered like that? No, we do not. Well, if it's God's will, I know He will heal me. If it's not, then I'm suffering for Jesus. No, you're stupid. You're not suffering for Jesus. You're just stupid. The devil's laughing at you all the way to the bank. He said, God, look at your stupid little kids here. Jesus, I'm going to show you a scripture that we talk about here. He says, again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask you, it shall be done to them by my Father which is in heaven. Can you use that scripture if you got somebody that believes with you for almost anything the Spirit would lead you to pray for?
Yes.
Of course. But when you use that and you pray, you should say, thank you, Jesus. It's now done. Lord, we're going to use Matthew 18:19. Now, me and Billy or me and Cheryl or me and whoever, we're going to pray the prayer of faith for whoever. And I thank you and praise you. We're going to remit their sins. We're going to confess their sin. And we're going to pray now then, and we're going to believe it's done in the name of Jesus. In fact, there's a man right here in this town that December a year ago, I was driving from Denton coming home, and the Lord spoke to me and called this man's name. I haven't even thought of this man in 4 or 5 years. And so I thought, wow, if the Lord calls the man's name, if the Lord's speaking, you're driving down the road and he says, John Doe. You know there's something wrong with John Doe. You know that? So I get home and I call him and I says, John, that's not his real name, of course. I said, John, how are you doing? He said, well, I'm okay. And I said, how's your wife doing, your children? Is something, anything wrong in your house? He said, no, we're all okay. I said, something's got to be wrong. He said, why? I said, because I was coming down 35W and the Lord spoke to me and called your name and your whole name. And I said, so there's got to be something wrong in your home. He said, no, we're okay. He said, I'm doing income tax right now and I don't have time to talk. I thought, boy, he's sure trying to get rid of me. I just hadn't talked to him in 4 or 5 years, and he just don't want to talk. I said, okay. So I hang up, and I get down to the bank, and I know the girls at the bank know everybody. So I walk up to one of the girls at the bank, and I said, hey, how's John doing? John Doe. You know, I mean, I called his real name, you know, and they said, oh, Thurman, he's not doing too good at all. He's got brain tumors, and they don't give him but about 6 months to live. I said, oh, and he's doing okay. But he's got brain tumors and he expected to live 6 months. And a man that you know for 20 years calls you that you know believes in healing and you ain't got time to talk to him. You know what? We serve an awesome God. So I come home and I said, Lord, I said, Lord, now I know why you called his name, because he has no faith. Unfortunately, he's been in the Baptist church too long. So I said, Lord, I'm going to remit his and his wife's sins. I don't even know what they are, but you told me in your word. Now, I want you to think about this scripture. John 20:23. I want you to look at this. God give you and me an awesome privilege. We're going to come back to here in Matthew in a little while, but I want you to look at John 20:23. Look at this. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Almost nobody in the church believes you can forgive somebody else's sin. But what does the Word say? Does the Word say you can do that? Yeah, Jesus is the one that was saying that. Right there in that verse, Jesus is talking. Jesus is the one that says, you can forgive sins. Now then, he breathed on them and the Holy Ghost come into them right there. Why can you and I forgive sins? Who lives in you and I? Who lives in us?
Jesus.
Who?
Jesus.
Do you really believe that?
Yes.
If Jesus Christ lives in you, then Paul says, you are Christ on the earth. Do you ever look at yourself as being Jesus Christ on the earth? Because, see, that piece of flesh I'm looking at right there is supposed to die. And you're supposed to let him live through you. So if he's living through you, when you speak, Lord, I forgive John Doe's sins and I forgive John Doe's wife's sins, it's just like Jesus himself did it. Because who lives in you and me? Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords. This is the mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world, Colossians 1:27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Is that right? Christ is in each one of us. That's a believer. You have great and awesome power if you believe it. So I forgave the man's sins. I forgave his wife's sins. I don't even know what they are. But I know God knows, and I know he didn't speak to me for no reason. He has not planned for that man to die. And whenever I called him and he wouldn't even listen to me, he gave me the privilege to get on my knees and say, Lord, I repent. I forgive his and his wife's sins. And now I ask you to be merciful to him and do a complete healing. And last week, I found out last week from somebody in the post office, I happened to run into him. I said, have you seen John Doe? They said, I just heard a wonderful report. I said, what? They said, he got a clean bill of health from the doctors. He don't have no brain cancers at all in his body. He's totally, completely healed. And do you know, he don't even know I prayed for him. And if you were to tell him it was because of my prayers he's alive today, guess what? He wouldn't believe it. Isn't that amazing? But say, that's okay. Jesus has a plan, does he not? Well, I mean, he thanks the doctor. You ask anybody that don't know that somebody's praying for them and praying for them in faith, if they go to the doctor and they get healed, who do you think they're going to think done it? That's just like when Ed Brock in 1986, whenever the Lord spoke to me in front of Ed Brock's hospital room and told me to do what James 5:14, 15, and 16 says. I didn't even know James 5:14, 15, and 16 was in God's Word. But I want you to see this scripture. After we remit their sins, I want you to look at James 5:14, 15, and 16. Look at this. Is any sick among you? Now, first of all, who does that include in the church? That's all of us, right? Is any sick among you? Let him or her call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, so far it don't seem very difficult, does it? Not hard at all. And the prayer of unbelief, Oh, God, if it be your will you please heal brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so? No, that won't never work. That's the old unbelieving prayer that don't never work. The prayer of faith. I mean, you quote his word to him. You call him in remembrance of his promises. And you stand on the word. And you anoint your person with oil. And then he says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Well, let me tell you, that right there, when you really research that out, you'll find out that he says you confess your sins. You have committed sins or you wouldn't be sick. Because look at what the next verse says, verse 16. Verse 16 says, so confess your faults or your sins one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Do you know that it never ceases to amaze me if that was the only healing verse we had in God's word? There shouldn't be a sick person in the church. Is that right? Did God say, did he call Thurman's name there? He said, if Thurman gets sick, you can only pray for him? No. Did he say Billy? No, no. So he said, is anyone, is that what he said? Is any sick among you? So if you can teach that to somebody, just like I did Ed Brock, 20-something in 1986, however many years, 25 years ago. Ed Brock was a 42-year-old man with terminal cancer. He had been given a few weeks at best to live. Well, you can, sure, you can, praying for people that's not saved, that's the easiest kind to get healed. They don't even, if you got faith and you pray for them, God's going to use your faith to heal the unbeliever. Yeah, he will do it. You can pray for anybody. You can see God do awesome things. I mean, pray for him. But just like Ed was a Christian. And he was a good Christian. He come to church every Sunday. Every Sunday. And when I went to his hospital room and the Lord spoke to me and said, son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him and I'll heal him. I went to that man's house after he got out of the hospital. I went to his house three times. Actually, I take that back. I went to the hospital and to his house both together three total times. I sat down with him and I told him, I said, Ed, I have a word from the Lord to you. Now, you don't hear many Baptists talk like that. But I knew if God said this in his word and he spoke that into my heart, and if I went and quoted that to Ed, that was a word from God. Is that right? Sure. That's a word from God to Ed.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.